नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्य वाली पाश्चात्य देश दारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सुव्य
We have been discussing अरे आनंद में आ गए।
ओ मन शिक्षा में आता है?
नहीं आता,
उसको बताना पड़ेगा। सबको जमता है, उसको जम नहीं चाहिए। बताता हूँ। ओके ओके सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग commentary on the sixth verse by His Holiness Jayadvait Swami Maharaj. So his commentary is exactly in line with Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary. He discussed about the various kinds of deceit yesterday that we saw. One, he spoke in terms of devotion or profession. So there he took a very strong stance. Do your career and in whatever leftover time, extra time you have, do as service rather than earning. That was his point, which is very, I would totally agree with it, because the mood is compromised, especially in services like especially cooking and pujari service. These two services should have dedicated
pure people.
Yeah, because through offering and a personal puja, the deity's ka, you know, how the deity's potency, manifestation of the deity's potency is proportional to the pujaris who worship. So like Prabhupada used to identify, oh, the deities are happy, they are being worshipped nicely. So Prabhupada could easily identify. So this is one thing, and then second is cooking. But unfortunately in ISKCON, in most of the temples, these are the two areas where you have paid people doing. So which is not... at least in that sense, at least brahmachari cooking is being taken care of by brahmacharis as far as possible, at least in our temple. And deity worship is also mostly taken care of by voluntary people only. But in other temples, this is not the case. Because the moment you start taking money, then immediately from the performer's point of view also, even small additional service becomes burdensome, and he starts thinking in terms of money. Will I get compensated for this additional thing that I am doing? So as soon as that consciousness comes, then it becomes very unpleasant. It becomes like a business. So therefore Maharaj gives a strong stance. Same thing in kirtan also, performing kirtan for remuneration. You know, how will you get that proper mood? Because ultimately that kirtan has to transform the heart of other person. But when the kirtaniya himself is thinking in terms of either impressing or you know, earning, then that is not like a very conducive mood. And then he discussed about expertise as a part of devotion. In this he spoke about two examples of painting and Sanskrit, where Prabhupada never really insisted on you know, learning Sanskrit. If one already knows, that is another thing. But to learn Sanskrit and or painting to become professionally very expert, Maharaj is then immediately that person will start judging the spiritual masters on.
Painting?
Jadurani Mataji ka, she wanted to take professional training in painting. Prabhupada said, so, Prabhupada was not very, he said, you try your sins, level best sincerely, you don't have to take any professional training in these things. Jitna aata hai utna karo, because then their professional mentality also will creep in. So Prabhupada was not very encouraging of taking any kind of professional training for painting and Sanskrit also. He allowed only Pradyumna Prabhu. Apart from that, he never encouraged anyone actually. And even Pradyumna Prabhu would actually Prabhupada ke surveillance mein hi rehte the. And he used to tell him, no, this book, no, this book, no. Like that, you know, he used to very clearly instruct him. So this is where this is what we discussed yesterday. So we'll continue our discussion. So the next theme that Maharaj discusses is the Lord and his internal energy. The contamination of deceit and hypocrisy can lodge in the heart of the aspiring devotee. Raghunath Das Goswami says to stop this hypocrisy, this deceit, this cheating. What is the impetus for deceit? Deceit ka prerana kidhar se aata hai? Why do we want to cheat? He says, the material energy. We may think, I may not be able to come to the real standard, but I am getting from nourishment from what is within reach. Real standard aane mein mushkil hai, par jo enjoyment mil raha hai, usme se thoda bahut to mujhe nourishment mil raha hai. Like that he feels. I may not have purified my heart and developed love for Krishna, but I can be a sharp Vaishnava dresser and play spiffy mridanga beats and sing like a professional, and then all the perks come in. Which means, oh, internal mood develop karna bahut mushkil hai, but at least external skills se mein I can impress and get some jo pujala pratishta aata hai, that kind of nourishes on one level. So if one is not deep enough, and if one is not seeking that kind of fulfillment, inner fulfillment through surrender, then the easily available things are these kind of developing external skills and get some appreciation, and by that be a little satisfied. Women are looking at me and people are giving me money. And if I am coming from India to America, the green card is within reach. One hardly needs a greater impetus for cheating than that. The green card is like the next best thing to an entry ticket to Indraloka. So literally, it's people who reach there, for them it's practically impossible to come back to India. I have seen so many people. It's literally impossible. Those who get uska jo chaska lag jata hai, uske baad koi bhi nahi aata hai. Very, very few people who have successfully migrated back to India. Oh, facilities and lifestyle and everything. Even though it is a lonely life there, not so more or less impersonal, but still, oh, jo facility and those people, if they come back to India because they have sort of worked in a different kind of environment, they will always expect a very high post in India, equivalent pay. So equivalent pay to get in India or comparable pay also to get in India, they will have to put you at a very high position, for which people who have worked for 20 years more than you, they are at that position. They cannot, you are not even qualified to be, just because you have worked in the United States, that does not mean you have become more skillful and all that. So they cannot put you there. So you will be getting paid 1/5 of what you would be getting paid in the United States. तो वो फॉल्स ईगो के लिए बहुत क्रशिंग हो जाता है एक्चुअली. एंड देन एंड ऑल दैट अलोंग विद दैट यू विल नॉट गेट द सेम काइंड ऑफ फैसिलिटी एंड ऑल दोस थिंग्स. एंड ऑन टॉप ऑफ दैट आपका किड्स भी है, कुछ साल यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स में बीत लिया, तो इंडिया वो लोग भी आने के लिए तैयार नहीं रहते, उनको एडजस्ट होना मुश्किल हो जाता है. You get trapped in that loop. Very difficult.
Green card क्या बोलते हैं?
Green card मतलब permanent residency.
Citizenship.
Citizenship के पहले हो. But if we tell the mind to give up deceit, the mind will say, then what am I supposed to do? I have to be active. You are torturing me. You are going to make me stop everything. You don't want me to bathe in donkey urine, but I have to bathe somewhere.
You
want to make me to bathe in, you don't want to make me bathe in donkey urine, but I have to bathe somewhere, the mind says. अरे मुझे सब कुछ बंद बंद करो यार ऐसे. So Raghunath Das Goswami describes the real business of the mind. रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी बोलते हैं कि आपको मैं अल्टरनेटिव एंगेजमेंट देता हूं. क्या है वो? गांधर्व गिरिधर पद प्रेम विलसत सुदाम्बोध स्नात्वा. प्लीज टेक बाथ इन द नेक्टेरियन ओशन ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री श्री गंधर्विका गिरिधारी. बेदिंग इन द ओशन ऑफ लव एमिनेटिंग फ्रॉम द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री श्री गंधर्विका गिरिधारी. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Gandharva refers to Srimati Radhika, who is the internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Giridhari refers to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses all unlimited inconceivable potencies and is thus known as Shaktiman Purusha. So we shifted Bhagavad Gita to 12 o'clock. Because Sarvatmari Prabhu also wanted to attend. So anyway, all people who come for Bhagavad Gita, they come for Manasiksha also. So just swapping of slots. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, okay, this we have seen. Here, one is advised to bathe in the Vishuddha Chit Vilas. The ocean of nectar of transcendental spiritual transformation. This nectar arises from love of the shelter of Gandharva Giridhari's lotus feet. Page 405. Last paragraph. Here Shakti and Shaktiman indicate the energy and the possessor of energy. Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shruyate. The absolute truth is possessed of energies, vividhaiva, so many different kinds of energies. Krishna has three principal energy, the material energy, maya shakti, the marginal energy, tatastha shakti, and the spiritual energy, chit shakti. Without energy, you have impersonalism. Without energy, there is no meaning to personality of Godhead. You just have a homogeneous substance. But the Shastras say otherwise. The absolute truth has so many different kinds of energies. Vishnu Shakti Parapropta Shetra Gyatya Tata Para Avidya Karma Samgaya Tritiya Shakti Ishyate. There are three kinds of energy. Material, spiritual and marginal. Ekadesha Stithasyagne Jyotsna Vistarini Yata Parasya Brahmana Shakti Statedam Akilam Jagat. Say you have a fireplace If there were a fire in that fireplace, then heat and light would spread throughout the room. Although the fire is in one place, the energy is distributed. The heat and fire would just be in the fireplace. So he says that how would you describe the absolute truth without energies? Because you would, if the energetic without energy is not possible. He is energetic because he has energy. There must be heat, there must be light. Otherwise, what is the meaning of fire? Can it be cold? No, there must be heat and light. Then it's called fire. Just as sun means there must be sunshine, and sunshine means there must be sun. Krishna means Krishna with his energies. Without energy, there is no meaning of Krishna. And without Krishna, how can the energy exist? Because the energy belongs to Krishna. So now we are hearing of the Swarup Shakti, the internal energy. The energy is Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of the personality of Godhead. And Shri Krishna is Shaktiman, the person to whom the energy belongs. Together they are described as Gandharva Giridhari Radha Krishna Yugala. Together they are the complete absolute truth. Their activities are Vishuddha Chit Vilas. Spiritual activities which are completely pure. Not only Shuddha, but Vishuddha. Absolutely pure. So this energy is exactly the opposite of the energies of the material world. In the material world, everything is motivated, contaminated, and unconstitutional, because those who are meant to give enjoyment to Krishna are trying to enjoy independently as if they were Krishna. They are trying to do that through the medium of material energy, which they are trying to exploit while at the same time getting entangled. Manas shashtani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. The soul struggles with the mind and senses, the physical body and the mental subtle body. Prakritisthani karshati, struggling and trying to enjoy. But the loving dealings of Radha and Krishna are manifestations of purity. They have nothing to do with the contaminated business of this material world. Radha Krishna Pranayava Kritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat. Therefore, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami advises us, or he is advising his mind, to turn away from hypocrisy, from deceit, from the false project for enjoyment in the material world, and turn towards the service of the absolute truth. Krishna with his spiritual internal energy. That's the plea of the mind, the direction of the mind, the instruction of the mind. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his commentary says that Sri Rupa Goswami himself prays in Sri Prarthana Paddhati of his Tavamala. Shuddha Gangeya Gaurangim Kurangi Langimekshanam Jita Kotindu Bimbasyam Ambudambara Samvratam. So basically, Gandharva Giridhari Pada Prema Vilasat Sudambodav Snatva. Taking bath in the nectarian ocean of love that emanates from the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna means, one thing is to engage in glorification of them, and another thing is to engage in offering prayers for engaging us in their service. O Shri, Lalsa Mahi are for the Siddha Purushas. Samprarthanatmika is for the Sadhakas. So they may seem little similar, but Samprarthanatmika are offered by Sadhakas. Dainya Bodhika is presenting one's own humble
Sadhakas.
Sadhakas. Dainya Bodhika can also be presented by perfected people also.
What is the difference between dono mein kya fark hai, whether how we know it is kal samay ya.
When the author says, it is mentioned, this is lal samay. Some are very clear actually. Some are clear, some are not so clear. Because a sadhaka who is aspiring for that can also write such prayers. And those who already have that access, but still out of separation, they may like write such prayers. It's like Radharani feels separation from Krishna when Krishna is standing right next to her. So her words may seem like, it may seem like a sadhaka or the Shad Goswamis are singing, Hey Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. So this may, it may seem like, oh, poor guys, they don't have association of their object of worship. Aise lagta hai. But it is just a mode of separation. So Lalsa Mahi may sometimes seem like Samprarthanatmika. But the thing is, Samprarthanatmika is offered by sadhakas who actually do not have. And similar prayers may also be offered by Siddhas, which is Lalsa Mahi. O Shri Radha, I offer obeisances to you. You have a complexion of pure golden hue, possess of a pair of doe-like restless eyes, have a face that conquers the beauty of millions of full moons, and dress in dark cloud-like garments. Rupa Goswami gave up all material wealth and opulences, Tektva Turna Mashesha Mandalapati Shrenim Sada Tuchavata, and took up the life of a beggar, Bhutva Dina Ganeshakau Karunaya Kaupina Kantashritau. Yet here he is describing the beautiful qualities of a woman. Beautiful limbs, beautiful eyes. That means he is not talking about a woman of this material world. The Goswamis had had everything. Raghunath Das Goswami's wife, for example, was a young, aristocratic, beautiful girl, comparable to the goddess of fortune. But he gave her up. The Goswamis had no business going to Vrindavan and then discussing the features of a beautiful young girl. But Rupa Goswami glorifies Srimati Radharani because her entire existence is a manifestation of Krishna's spiritual energy. As Krishna is glorious, so his Swarup Shakti is glorious and their pastimes are glorious. The Goswamis are teaching us this. This material world is the reflection of the reality, a perverted reflection. The mind is attracted to that reflection. Why should you be so captivated by the reflection of reality? Here is the actual reality, but not for enjoyment, for service. Not this is mine. The energy is Krishna's energy. When Hanuman went to Lanka, he saw a beautiful woman lying in the place, half drunk, vulnerable. But he wasn't attracted. He thought, I have come here not to enjoy, but to serve. And the most beautiful of all the women was Srimati Sita Devi. Hanuman's concern was not to enjoy, but to see Sita restored to the side of Lord Ramachandra. That's an example of pure consciousness. In pure consciousness, the devotee has no interest in enjoying. He is interested in serving. Hari Bol.
That he, Rupa Goswami, he sees the affairs of, you know, the boy and the girl in this world and he remembers Radha and Krishna.
But we will see.
See about Radha Krishna, hear about Radha Krishna, we will remember.
Yeah.
You know, the activities of
So next theme that Maharaj discusses is avoid imitation. Rupa Goswami prays, O Srimati Radhika, I, a distressed soul belonging to you, beg you with sweet words while rolling on the banks of the Yamuna. These are the signs of advanced devotional service. Raghunath Das Goswami was situated on the platform of pure Krishna consciousness and is pleased to the Lord, and his energies originate out of pure desire to be engaged in the service of the Lord. The Sahajiyas imitate these things. They cry, they roll on the ground, they express their deep longings for Krishna, and then they go smoke or go looking for their mistress, because it's also called prasadam. It's that deceit and hypocrisy that Raghunath Das Goswami condemns in the first part of the verse. They want to be known as advanced devotees. They want to get prestige and fame. So they superficially imitate Raghunath Das Goswami and Haridas Thakur. There is a story that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was chanting Hare Krishna in a secluded place, and some imitator thought, I will get prestige by also chanting Hare Krishna in this sacred place. So he set up a shop, so to speak. He got himself a little bhajan kutir not so far away, and he was chanting. But Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj commented that you can't have a child just by going to the maternity room and making noise. You got the causality right. You got the causality wrong. ऐसा नहीं है कि मैटरनिटी रूम के अंदर जाने के वजह से वो लड़की को बच्चा हो गया. आफ्टर बिकॉज ऑफ कंसीविंग शी एक्चुअली गॉट इनटू द मैटरनिटी रूम. सो द सहजियस वांट टू बी सीन एज ग्रेट डिवोटीज, बट दे डोंट वांट टू फॉलो द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. The path of devotional service is to be followed step by step, krameinaiva. But sahajiyas want to jump from where they are to where they want to be without doing the work, without taking the steps in between. Therefore, they don't have foundation or substance. Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj commented one time that if you skip some step, the part you skip will remain hollow. If you skip some step, the part you skipped will remain hollow. Which means there is no shortcut. Idhar thoda mushkil hai, idhar thoda mushkil hai, thoda aise. Fir aise ghum ke aise aake udhar hi ruk jayega gaadi. In India, buildings sometimes crumble because the cheapskate building contractors don't build according to code. To save a rupee, they use less sand and cement, fewer steel rods, whatever they can skimp on. The building looks really good and they book it all out, but then one day it crashes. So if you don't follow the step-by-step process, that's what will happen. One can look really good, but there is some hollow portion, and under pressure, everything will come crashing down. So we can't skip. Whatever is needs to be done, has to be done.
Sahajiya mentality, you have not worked, still you want to get name and thing.
Sahajiya mentality, correct. But they justify it. We internally justify, but we know that eventually it has to be given up. But वो जो अडोरेशन का जो वो चस्का है वो थोड़ा छोड़ना थोड़ा मुश्किल है. इट्स नॉट वेरी इजी टू गिव इट अप.
इमिटेशन इज वन थिंग इजी टू डू, बट फॉलोइंग इज नॉट सो इजी.
एंड इमिटेशन भी क्या है, एक्सटर्नल चीज का इमिटेट करना बहुत इजी है, रियल चीज को इमिटेट करना बहुत मुश्किल है. दैट इज व्हाई ना स्पीकिंग स्टाइल्स, ये वो मैनरिज्म्स वेरी क्विकली पीपल कैच एक्चुअली ऑफ सीनियर डिवोटीज, देयर डांसिंग स्टाइल्स, देयर स्पीकिंग स्टाइल्स, देयर मैनरिज्म्स, फट फट लोग कैच कर देते हैं द वे दे स्पीक. बट रियल सब्सटेंस को इमिडिएट कोई भी नहीं करना चाहते. दैट इज वाई द इंटरनल पाथ गिवन बाई रूप गोस्वामी, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इन मनस शिक्षा, इट इज इमिटेशन प्रूफ पाथ ही हैज गिवन एक्चुअली. बट द बहिर्पंथ दैट विच वॉज गिवन टू वक्रेश्वर पंडित, इट कैन बी इमिटेटेड. That is why it caused such a havoc. But this, the speciality of the path that Raghunath Das Goswami has given, is it is absolutely imitation proof. You cannot imitate it at all. Because everything talks about internal cultivation. Nahi hai. So at least we can try, at least we know what is lacking, at least we can work on it. Like that.
Prabhupada also mentions similar point in Bhagavad-gita. He says that if you try to go to the higher levels without having the adhikar, then because the intelligence is not purified, because of that the intelligence
will fall down. Real humility. Bhakti Vinod quotes Rupa Goswami's verse. कृतागसेपि अयोग्येपि जनेस्मिन् कुमतावपि दास्य दान प्रदानस्य लवम् अपि उपपादय. Although I am unfit, an offender with crooked mind, please bestow on me a fragment of the gift of service to you. So, Srila Sanatana Goswami comments that this mood is the necessary qualification for Krishna consciousness. Extreme humility. The Goswamis weren't just being humble. It wasn't just that they knew that they were supposed to be humble. So they said things like, I am the lowest, I am the most fallen. As Prabhupada said, you are not the most anything. So, Kaviraj Goswami wrote, I am lower than the worm in the stool. Prabhupada says, it's not just that he is writing poetry. He genuinely feels that. The Goswamis genuinely feel that they are unqualified when they write this way. It's not just adherence to some traditional formula. You are supposed to say something humble. Sometimes it is so embarrassing when the person absolutely does not mean it. आपको लगता है कि अरे यार इधर से मुझे भाग जाना चाहिए, पर छोड़ ही नहीं रहे. इट्स नॉट पैलेटेबल एट ऑल. दे जेन्युइनली फेल्ट दैट वे. सनातन गोस्वामी अवॉइडेड द मेन पाथ टू द जगन्नाथ टेम्पल एंड टुक द लॉन्ग वे अराउंड द बीच वॉकिंग ओवर द हॉट सैंड बिकॉज ही थॉट ही माइट अदरवाइज कमिंग टच विद पुजारीज एंड कंटामिनेट देम. Who can imagine the level of Krishna consciousness the Goswamis were speaking and acting from? He writes, I am an offender. I am unqualified. I have crooked intelligence. Rupa Goswami also writes in the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says that, Hridayasya prerananaya pravartitoham varaka rupopi तस्य हरेहे पदकमलम वंदे चैतन्य देवस्य. He says that वराक रूपोपि, even though I am a crooked person, हृदयस्य प्रेरणया, जिनके प्रेरणा के वजह से प्रवर्तितोहम, I am engaging in the compiling of this great literature, only because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is there. Otherwise, I have no qualification. Tasya harehe padakamalam vande Chaitanya Devasya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. to the lotus feet of that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that he says. And Prabhupada there, in commenting on that verse, writes in Odi that this should be the mode of the preachers. They should not be thinking that, you know, as Radha Gopinath Prabhu said, that we are the God's gift to humanity, but they just think that they are instruments in the hands of the acharyas, like that. When he looks at himself, he sees these things, but we see a pure devotee. So, how do you know? If someone comes and tells, Prabhuji, I am too fallen, and you just tell them, mujhe pata hai. And then the next moment he will stop. And he will never tell. Like Rajvihari Prabhu was once giving this example. Ek bar, o mango season tha. So, I think Gaurgadadhar Prabhu was eating mangoes. And Rajvihari Prabhu went and told him, Prabhu, mujhe de do na wo, aapka aam de do, maha chahiye,
gutli,
gutli, to seedha aise diya, kao, kao, kao. So he got so, uske baad kabhi poocha hi nahi, bole, lo kao, le lo, and then he was like, so, you tell them, हाँ पता है मुझे नया कुछ बता. We see a devotee of the highest caliber, but the devotee, so when he looks at himself, the Goswamis look at themselves, they actually see themselves fallen. But when we see ourselves, we see a pure devotee. We see a devotee of the highest caliber, but the devotee of the highest caliber does not think, I am a Paramahamsa, I have attained perfection. Bhakti Vinod also quotes this verse of Rupa Goswami. This unhappy soul is not fit to be neglected by you, for you have a butter soft heart that melts constantly by the warmth of your compassion. Actually, he is addressing this to Radharani. Rupa Goswami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoted this verse, and again here Maharaj is quoting that same verse. He says that this unhappy soul is not fit to be neglected by you. Why? Because you have a butter soft heart that melts constantly by the warmth of your compassion. Narottam Das Thakur also says, Patita pavana hetu tava avatar, mosama patita prabhu napaibe ar. I have some qualification that I am fallen and you are the dina bandhu. You are patita pavan. So what about me? What about me? Like that. So, the themes that Maharaj has presented till now is, he talks about the types of deceit that Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in the Bhajan Darpan. And then he spoke on the topic of devotees performing service for remuneration. He says that is one way in which deceitful mentality and not so pure consciousness can creep in. And then he spoke about kirtan. Because kirtan involves lot of kirtan mein aapko mantra mein kuch you cannot there is no creativity involved in the mantra. It is the same mantra you have to keep singing. So the scope for creativity is in the musical embellishments. So but ultimately one may lose track of the actual purpose of singing and may get caught up in actually trying to impress. So that is a pitfall. And another thing that he mentions is singing for remuneration. Then he spoke on this theme of expertise as a part of devotion. So the pitfall here is when you are not rightly grounded, that expertise may make us proud. And the expert's vision also we may start sharing. We may adopt the outlook of the experts also. Like in the case of Jadurani Mataji, how she started painting. Narada Muni as a very muscular person, being inspired by the popular understanding of what beauty is. Like from Rembrandt and other such famous artists, she learned that, oh, this is the sign of beauty. And she, when she read that Narada Muni was a very handsome young man, she painted a handsome young man according to the understanding of modern painters.
Gaurangao was one sharing when you are making dioramas, no? That time also so many people are coming that why we are making dioramas like this, make like muscular and all these things. And Maharaj said, no, it will look like man like here. He wants spiritual, so spiritual touch will not come. It will look like this also, all man.
Yeah. Then he started discussing on this theme, which is what is the impetus? The impetus for deceit is material energy. Therefore, in order to counteract it, we must take bath in the nectarian ocean of the divine love of Radha and Krishna. So he says that this means to offer prayers and to glorify them. And next theme that he discussed is avoid imitation. So he gave the example of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and that merchant. And Bhakti Rakshita Sridhara Maharaj, he quoted by telling that if you skip some step, the part you skipped will remain hollow. So which means you cannot skip anything, you have to follow the right paddhati. And then he spoke on this theme of real humility. So how the acharyas possessed this real humility, they were not actually faking it. They were not just acting humble, but they possessed real humility. But there is a difference between what do we do when we don't have that humility? Because ultimately, one develops this trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena. These actually manifest when the influence of the rajogun and tamogun is actually subdued completely. But as beginning level sadhakas who have not reached the stage of nishta, the influence of rajogun tamogun is there. So what do we do? So should we act arrogantly being pushed by the rajogun and tamogun? So there is a difference between imitating and actually trying to act humbly. We may not be humble, we may not be tolerant, but we can act in a tolerant way, we can act in a humble way, by understanding that by acting in this way, I will not commit offense, and if I don't commit offense, I can protect the spiritual credits that I have earned by my performance of devotional service. This is there, this is not imitation. When that when one acts humbly with a desire to protect the spiritual progress that one has made, if one acts humble with a desire to avoid offenses which can steal away all of one's devotional credits, that is not imitation. Imitation means when you try to impress others by wanting to show off that you are actually a very advanced devotee. So therefore, even though one may not have reached the stage of genuine humility, it's not that, but if we act humble, it need not be due to imitation, but it can be due to the right mood of wanting to protect one's devotional credits also.
Can humility be imitated?
Yeah, can't it be imitated? Hari Madhav Prabhu, give him some example.
Humility.
Imitate humility and show him.
Like, I am your last, second last. I am your son. Call him time at night, 12 o'clock, and I will be with you.
है ना, कर सकते हैं ना. यू स्पीक एंड यू डोंट मीन एनी ऑफ दैट. मैं तो एक्चुअली बहुत फॉलन हूँ, आपको क्या लग रहा है? हाँ सही है, सही.
इंटरनली इट डजंट मीन, एंड यू आर एक्टिंग मींस you are trying sincerely to
acting means you are sincerely trying. See, ultimately manifestation of bad qualities and non manifestation of good qualities is all connected to modes in one sense. Rajogun tamogun jab ekdam prabal hai to intolerance, lust, enjoying tendency, वो सब बहुत strong रहता है. But जब वो subdue होने के बाद one gets clarity, discrimination, determination, tolerance and not desiring respect for oneself, because that comes from rajoguna, willing to give respect to others. So but the means of attaining that is practice of bhakti only. So when one practices bhakti and when one's practice of bhakti becomes steadier and steadier, then when it reaches nishta, the influence of rajogun and tamogun is actually gone. Then humility manifests. Till then, one can at least try to act humble, act tolerant, you know. Even though I may not feel like giving respect seeing that person, I can still give respect with the understanding that if I don't give respect, my spiritual life is at stake. Whatever I have earned painstakingly, I am going to lose it in a moment of disrespect. It's not really worth it. So the person has not really become respectful, but still he is showing respect, not out of imitation, but out of concern for his spiritual life. This is not the highest level, but still this level of action is appropriate for his level of development, spiritual development. Because he cannot act with true humility because he does not have it.
When they say, while chanting holy name, you should chant in the mood of Prana Rati Sanchi. Right now, we don't have that.
But we can aspire for it.
We are acting as in humble.
Acting humble means you can aspire for humility. It is not just for while chanting. So this is all throughout the day. ऐसा नहीं है कि बाकी टाइम में सबको गाली दे रहा है और चैंटिंग का टाइम में बैठ के त्रिनादपि सुनी चैना बोलता हो, ऐसा नहीं होता है. It's not during chanting, it's throughout the day. So if you have acted humbly, tolerantly, giving respect to all others while not expecting respect in return, then one can chant the holy name while you are chanting, you can chant continuously. But अगर वो स्तर पे नहीं है तो भी वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट लुक अभी मुझे इसको गाली देने का मन कर रहा है तो ये तो डिवोटी है तो गाली दूंगा तो क्या होगा आई विल कमिट ऑफेंस ऑफेंस करेगा तो क्या होगा मेरा डिवोशनल सर्विस चला जाएगा इज इट रियली वर्थ इट Let me tolerate. So, that does not mean we have developed tolerance as a virtue. This is, we have just acted like an air hostess. Even though the air hostess may not want to smile at everyone, even though the air hostess may have had a very bad day that particular day, but still during boarding, and come and boarding in and boarding out they have to smile because they know if I don't I lose my job something very serious is at stake so they do it so like that so we also do Not that internal, but वो लोग इंटरनली गाली देते रहेंगे बट हम इंटरनली भी नहीं करते हैं बिकॉज दैट इज ऑल्सो एन ऑफेंस ओनली इंटरनली ऑल्सो वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट इफ आई रेस्पेक्ट हिम इफ आई शो रेस्पेक्ट इट इज गुड फॉर माई स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ दैट इज नॉट इमिटेशन तो इवन एज एट आवर स्टेज वी कैन एस्पायर फॉर इट And try to act on it, even though we may not feel. Yeah. But at the stage of Nishtha, you even feel humbled. You even feel tolerant. You feel respectful. You don't feel like you want respect. When the Rajogun and Tamogun is subdued completely. But when the Rajogun and Tamogun is still there, you can still say, look, My Rajogun Tamogun is pulling me in that direction, but I know that it is inappropriate to act that way. On the strength of our value system, we can say, no, I will act respectfully. Like that.
In the Vaidhi Sadhana stage, we use our intelligence because you know, we have to offer Dandavat. I don't generally feel like that, but I do because that external also has effect on the internal.
Internal also.
And as one genuine quality of the humility of the soul manifests, then you spontaneously offer that. Okay. But here as a regulative principle, we do it.
We do it.
So that
yeah.
the external has, effect
has an effect on the internal mode.
Most of the time we are not serious because the effects are not seen directly, like you said about this air hostess.
For an air hostess, it's immediately seen because there are many people observing. They know that immediately a report chala jayega. But in our case, because we are not so aware of Krishna watching our actions, and if we do not, and because we are not, it is not very clear if we are actually being evaluated. So, therefore, the impetus is not very clear. That is why we are sitting and discussing. That is why when we talk about it, when we discuss, when we read from advanced devotees' writings, then it becomes very clear that yes, it is needed.
How much we deliver in practicality and actually, like you, yesterday you gave an example that one Maharaj, he was sitting at the door and he was doing dandavat to every person. But when we see Dhamma Sushar Radha, how we do on the road, but we have so many considerations. So should we actually do on practical level or whatever is that?
See, जितना जो प्रैक्टिकलिटी ना वेन लव इज देयर मोर एंड मोर थिंग्स विल बिकम प्रैक्टिकल वेन लव इज नॉट देयर वेरी फ्यू थिंग्स विल फॉल विद इन द रियल्म ऑफ प्रैक्टिकलिटी ये प्रैक्टिकल नहीं है ये प्रैक्टिकल नहीं है पर अगर वो जगह पे वो वैष्णव को निकाल के आपका खुद का माता पिता को डालो तुरंत वो सब इमीडिएटली प्रैक्टिकल हो जाएगा हाँ ठीक है यार करना पड़ेगा ना So the point is, what we, the practicality बोल के हम जो प्रैक्टिकलिटी इज प्रोपोर्शनल टू लव. व्हेन इवन बेसिक थिंग्स सीम इम्प्रैक्टिकल. लुक आई अंडरस्टैंड इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट बट इट इज नॉट प्रैक्टिकल. आप देखो वो एक एक पर्सनालिटी को देखो. इधर एक फ्रेंड है उसको निकाल के महाराज को डालो, ये सब प्रैक्टिकल हो जाएगा. महाराज को निकाल के एक आपका आपका डिपार्टमेंट में आपका जो सेवा कर रहा है उसको डालो, ये सब कुछ इम्प्रैक्टिकल हो जाएगा. ये तो प्रैक्टिकल ही नहीं है यार. प्रैक्टिकल ट्राई टू बी प्रैक्टिकल लाइक दैट यू विल थिंक. सो वेन एवर द आर्ग्यूमेंट ऑफ प्रैक्टिकलिटी कम्स देन डू दिस एक्सरसाइज. अगर ये जगह पे उसको निकाल के दूसरा कुछ अनदर पर्सन हुम आई लव सो मच उसको लगा उसको डालेगा एंड स्टिल इफ दैट एक्टिविटी सीम्स इम्प्रैक्टिकल देन मत करो. सो प्रैक्टिकलिटी इज एन एक्सक्यूज विच वी गिव बट बिहाइंड दैट प्रैक्टिकलिटी इज आवर स्टेटमेंट दैट आई डोंट लव यू इनफ. तभी वही जगह पे और कोई आप आपका एकदम जिगरी दोस्त आ गया वो सब प्रैक्टिकल हो जाएगा एक्चुअली फटाफट. अगर कोई आप किसी से कुछ वो आपका स्नेह संबंध नहीं है वो सब इम्प्रैक्टिकली दिखेगा. सो प्रैक्टिकल और इम्प्रैक्टिकल डिपेंड्स ऑन हाउ मच लव यू हैव. ओके नेक्स्ट प्रैक्टिकल बोला प्रैक्टिकल टॉपिक आ गया. प्रैक्टिकल अब्सॉर्प्शन ऑफ द माइंड. प्रभुपाद पॉइंटेड आउट दिस इज समाधि टू अब्सॉर्ब द माइंड इन दीज पास्ट टाइम्स दीज टॉपिक्स एंड प्रभुपाद स्लोगन वॉज वर्क नाउ समाधि लेटर. The purport being that if we try to go to Vrindavan and imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, it will not turn out right because we are not fit to do that. Now I will get a little cottage and I will meditate day and night on the divine path, loving pastimes of Radha Madhav. Sri Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrit says that one should spend day and night by the side of Radha Kund in one's spiritual body serving Radha and Krishna. But this instruction is for those on the platform of Vishuddha Sattva. जो भाव का स्तर पे पहुंच गया उनके लिए है ये. Ordinary साधका के लिए नहीं है. That is why the, some of the most degraded people practicing spirituality you will find on the banks of Radha Kund only. Some of the most offensive people that you can ever find you will find on the banks of Radha Kund only. इसलिए डायमंड का इमिटेशन सबसे ज्यादा है. तो कोई ईट का इमिटेशन ईट कुछ बनाता है क्या? इमिटेशन ईट बोल के उसका क्या फायदा है? ईट ही सो इनएक्सपेंसिव. तो ईट का इमिटेशन ईट करके क्या फायदा है? देयरफॉर बिकॉज द स्क्रिप्चर्स कॉन्स्टेंटली ग्लोरीफाई द ग्लोरी ऑफ राधा कुंड देयरफॉर मैक्सिमम अमाउंट ऑफ इमिटेशन इज फाउंड देयर ओनली. द इंस्ट्रक्शन इज फॉर दोज ऑन द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ विशुद्ध सत्व. On the platform of pure consciousness, one can be absorbed in this way. But if one is still infected by anarthas, by contamination in the heart, and at the same time wants to imitate the process of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, then the attempt will be a failure because one has not yet reached that platform. Okay, so he says, this instruction is for those on the platform of Vishuddha Sattva. On the platform of pure consciousness, one has to be, one can be absorbed in this way. But if one is infected by anarthas, by contamination in the heart, and at the same time wants to imitate the process of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, then the attempt will be a failure because one has not yet reached that platform. Prabhupada gave the example of one devotee who went to Mayapur. Back in the days when Mayapur was all fields, he built himself a hut and he was out there in the fields in his hut chanting 64 rounds a day. But after 3 or 4 days, he was gone and no one ever saw him again because that was not the platform on which he was situated. Gurudas tells the story of the first time he went to Vrindavan. He was travelling from Delhi to Vrindavan in a car with Prabhupada, Krishna's pure devotee, anticipating reaching Vrindavan and wondering what Prabhupada must be thinking about. But Prabhupada wasn't speaking. Finally, after an hour and a half of driving, Prabhupada said, "Cement. We have to get cement." Prabhupada was thinking of service. "We have to build the temple. We have to spread Krishna consciousness to Western boys and girls. They need a place to come." And so on. Whatever Prabhupada's conception was, and to do all that, he needed cement. Practical. In Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is not a matter of imaginative ecstasy. One wants to catapult himself into Vrindavan by imagining or picturing oneself there. It's not that throughout the day if you sit and imagine, this will be the service I will be doing in Vrindavan. This is for one who has reached that level of purification of heart. You play a role and then you are there. Prabhupada said that's not what it is. It's not imaginative ecstasy. What does he say it is? Devotional service is not a matter of sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. It is substance. Its substance is practical activity. Practical activity is in the service of the Lord. Even in Vrindavan, Yashoda is in ecstasy. But it's not that she is thinking, what do I have to do to be in ecstasy? She's not thinking, oh, what all I need to do so that I can be ecstatic? Or let me absorb myself in ecstasy. She is thinking of how to get the butter together and what to cook for Krishna. She is wondering if he is getting into trouble with the monkeys. She is thinking about practical activities for the service of the Lord. And in the mode, she is naturally in ecstasy. But she is not thinking, you know, I should be in ecstasy because this is Vrindavan. And after all, Krishna is my son. So I have to be in ecstasy. She is not thinking like that. In all of Vrindavan, everyone is thinking, what can I do to please Krishna? Practical activities. They are holding a meeting, discussing. Too many demons are coming and I think we have to move. It's not safe for the children here. Practical. That's Krishna consciousness. Not imaginative ecstasy and not dry speculation, but serving. We have to serve the order of the spiritual master with dedication. Therefore, Prabhupada said, work now. The spiritual master wants me to do something. How can I do it? Prabhupada was thinking, I got this order. I have to spread Krishna consciousness in English. How do I do that? It's not that only a neophyte devotee thinks, how do I get the practical business done? Whereas the advanced devotee thinks, how can I relish these topics of Leela? Rather, the advanced devotee thinks, how can I carry out the order of my spiritual master? How do I please Guru and Gauranga by service, by practical activities? The two songs Prabhupada wrote on the Jaladuta are very instructive. In these songs, he is thinking about the charge that's been given to him. fake devotees, less advanced devotees, think about how they are going to get a charge, how to get ecstasy. But we follow the Goswamis by following the follower of the Goswamis and serving them. In due course of time, that stage will come in which one becomes absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and qualified to think of and appreciate these things, but without material contamination. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, they will think of these things and they will simply think of sex. So therefore, Vishaya Chadiya Kabe Shuddha Habe Man Kabe Hama Heribo Shri Vrindavan. When will I give up the spirit of sense gratification so that my mind will become pure? So, we have one last section, small section. So, this is talking about Prabhupada's books. Once Srila Prabhupada instructed the editors of Back to Godhead, which was Jaya Dvaita Maharaj also. These topics, Rasalila and such things, are not for public. He said, when I describe Krishna's life in Krishna book, I cannot avoid these topics. In the course of narration, everything is there. Incidental hearing, you cannot skip. But Prabhupada takes care to explain or contextualize these pastimes. He presents not just those five chapters of the Rasalila, but the whole picture of Krishna's life. Prabhupada presents the whole story of Krishna, his killing of demons, his pastimes as a cowherd boy, his pastimes in Dwaraka with the Pandavas, everything. And in the course of that, these leelas with the gopis are also there within the context that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who performs all these wonderful activities. It's not that we just print these five chapters. That's what is really going on to attract the public. And besides, this is the essence of everything. They say, this is the essence of everything. Ultimately, essence of Krishna consciousness is what? Rasleela. Prabhupada says, no. Even Bhagavad Gita is too much for most people. और उसका सॉल्यूशन क्या दे रहे हैं? That's what is really going. You are not this body, but if they just come in contact with Krishna's subject matter, it will purify their hearts. They are not qualified for Bhagavad Gita, but if they just come in contact with Krishna's subject matter, it will purify their heart. He does not say till then you give them this other.
Be human first and then.
वो सब प्रभुपाद नहीं बोल रहा. Prabhupada gave an example. If someone is sleeping and someone else is calling, Mr. John, wake up. Because he is hearing the vibration again and again, he finally wakes up. आपने सुना इसलिए उठ गया देखो. Prabhupada therefore said that if people even touch the book, they would be purified. So Prabhupada ka solution dekho. Ye high philosophy hai. उनको टच करने दो, दे विल गेट प्यूरिफाइड.
टच कराओ सबको, निकाले तो भी चलेगा. टच कराओ.
हाँ, हमने प्लान बना दिया है, हजार मुख आ गए, बुरा भी पड़ा.
एंड वी सी दैट पीपल रीड कृष्णा बुक एंड बिकम डिवोटीज. दे रीड टीचिंग्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य एंड बिकम डिवोटीज. दे रीड भगवद गीता एंड बिकम डिवोटीज. हाउ इज इट पॉसिबल? लुक एट द मार्केट. Look at what sells. What do people like to read? Prabhupada's books are the furthest thing from what the world wants to read. And yet we distribute our books and people read them and they have an effect. Mundane books are all alike. Same. After a while, you see they are empty. Despite all of their decorations and big names and sex scenes, there is no substance. Prabhupada's writing is not the writing of a professional writer. But he has the substance, and that substance will act. In the end, what the soul wants is that substance. We can see practically that our whole movement has grown on the basis of books, chanting and prasadam. They act. If you go to the so-called spirituality section of a bookstore, there are so many books about feeling good and getting in touch with your feelings and all this kind of cotton candy stuff. Kaun likh raha hai? Jayadvait Maharaj. Cotton candy?
Cotton candy.
स्वीट है पर कुछ सब्सटेंस नहीं है वो कॉटन कैंडी वो पिंक कलर का दिखता है ना
स्कूल के बाहर में खाते हैं
कॉटन
है वो कॉटन नहीं है वो क्या है एक चम्मच शुगर लेके वो मशीन के अंदर डालेगा ना उसको वो पूरा पिघला के एकदम हल्का 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 थ्रेड्स बन जाता है उसमें आपका ऐसा टच करेगा ना बल्कि थोड़ा पानी लेके उसके ऊपर छिड़केगा ना इतना छोटा हो जाता है क्योंकि उसमें कुछ सब्सटेंस ही नहीं है पूरा हवा ही है वो सो महाराज सेज इफ यू गो टू द सो कॉल्ड स्पिरिचुअलिटी सेक्शन ऑफ अ बुक स्टोर There are so many books about feeling good and getting in touch with your feelings and all this kind of cotton candy stuff. No one is telling people the real story. Hardly anyone is letting them have it. It's all a compromise. What the authors think the reader wants to hear. Prabhupada didn't care. In Prabhupada's books you read, You are fools, you are mudas, you are asses, you are demons. Surrender. As a preacher, you can tell people you are muda. You are authorized. You can say, don't mind, but Krishna says. They need to hear that they are wasting their lives. This is the message and it acts. It may be that we don't exactly understand how it acts. Rationally, we might have a different plan or some better approach, a more tactful approach. A writing or marketing coach would probably say, Oh, Mr. Swami, you might want to tone that part down a little bit. You might lose your reader. But we see that it acts. This sound has potency, transcendental potency. It acts not exactly by an intellectual process, but a transcendental process. So, it may not sound logically right, because this is not subject to mundane logic. This is transcendental. So, you can't try to reduce how a spiritual subject matter will work according to how a mundane, who are these
feel good
books or the authors ko kya bolte hain?
Self-help,
motivational speakers, aisa nahi, uska pura hawa bhar dete hain aapka andar, aap kar sakte hain,
you can win, bounce back.
How do we remain humble when we are telling someone that their intelligence is stolen by illusion? We should remember that we are just messengers. In the Mahabharata, Uluka was sent to the Pandavas with a very unpalatable message. And when he spoke, the Pandavas were furious, but not at him. He was just the guy who brought the message. That's our job. We should not think that because we preach to people, we are better than they are. If that's how we think of ourselves, then people will sense that we are just puffing ourselves up by putting everyone else down. This is very important actually. Holier than thou attitude you cannot have, but at the same time, you cannot change the message. So when you deliver it without the holier than thou attitude, then it will have an effect. But out of...
They will also see that, yes, the one who has come to give this message, he is also part of another, like us only, he is not like something new.
Yeah.
Uluka kya message aayega pandas?
Uluka, Dhritarashtra, I think this is the case. Dhritarashtra told, he told them, anyway aap itna saal vanavas mein reh chuke hain. और भी एक 14 साल रह जाएंगे तो लोग आपको भूल जाएंगे तो एनीवे तो उधर ही रह जाओ ना क्यों आ रहे हैं आप लोग इट्स नॉट ह्यूमिलिटी टू कॉम्प्रोमाइज एंड पुसी फुट एंड से व्हाट पीपल वांट टू हियर सो दैट दे विल थिंक वी आर नाइस गाइस सूनर और लेटर वी विल हैव टू टेल देम द ट्रुथ सो दैट्स व्हाट Maharaj has given a very broad commentary to this concept of overcoming deceit and hypocrisy in one's practice of Krishna consciousness. Okay, so thank you very much. We will pause here and we will have Bhagavad Gita 12 henceforth. 12 to 2. And 5:30 to 7:30. That way we get half an hour extra also for Bhagavad Gita. And 8 o'clock every day morning we will have Manasiksha. Just those slots ko swap kar diya bas itna.
Evening what is it?
Evening 5:30.